Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Cozzi. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Agee reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Casco reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to third. Adair moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Causey reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Raleigh Sheldon now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Casco moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Casco trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Here's the throw into the infield and Buford commits an error. Scott is thrown out. Scott is thrown out after the base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Conigliaro scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Causey reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford bunts towards the mound. Sheldon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4. Red Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Casco applying the tag. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Adair reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Dan Osinski now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Causey reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-3 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli pinch hits for Eddie Casco. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McNairtney. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foy hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. George Thomas now playing center field. Rico Petrocelli now playing shortstop. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Adair moves to second. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Gene Freeze now playing third base. Don Buford now playing left field. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for John Wyatt. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Don Demeter pinch hits for Dalton Jones. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foy is walked intentionally. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.